Welcome to Diva Spot.
Make sure y'all tell a friend to tell a friend that we are broadcasting live right now on Diva Spot Radio. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Now, we're going to have Marilyn in the house. Big shout out to Marilyn. Big shout out to DC. Big shout out to everybody doing their thing over there. We're going to have Jay Biggs, a.k.a. at Safe Age Jay, in the house. He's going to be in the house. We're going to be showcasing, interviewing, and promoting him tonight. He's definitely going to come and bring the heat. I love it when artists have their package together because it makes it so much easier. Jay Biggs made his appearance and contributions behind the scenes for artists in D.C. metropolitan area, such as Chris Live. He did appearances for LK, Sunset Terrence, LBW, and many others. So we are honored to have him come on tonight and showcase his latest tracks, which is For My Brother. That's one of my favorite. Proper, which is a hot one. Y'all going to love that. And, of course, he got another hot track called Going In for the Mill. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Y'all know Frontline Fridays won't be Frontline Fridays without Tay Black. Tay Black, what's going on, baby? It's Friday.
You already know what it is, Diva. Frontline Friday, Diva Spot ENT. Ebony B up in the house. Tay Black is live. We are powered by Phenom Radio. It's your favorite day of the week, man. I know y'all getting ready before y'all go out, before y'all get it in, before you have a good time and be safe. I know you tuned in to Frontline Fridays. Make sure you hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go. Diva, I'm feeling quite lovely. I made me a mixed drink. I am not a bartender, so it tasted horrible. but you know I faced that joint, so I'm definitely up in the joint feeling lovely. Luckily, Journey the Poet just stepped up in the house. You know what I'm
Big
saying?
Shout out to Journey the Poet, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we definitely about to get it popping, man. Feeling good. Got to show up in New York tomorrow. I'm ready to hear what Diva got for me, though. You know what I mean? Diva always got an activity going on. She always got an event popping off. So I just want to be selfish and take the time to find out what Diva got going on. We might not do it right now, but we're going to find out what Diva got going on the show. So, yo, let's get into it, Diva.
Oh, man, what we got going on tonight is all about Jay Biggs tonight, man. It's all about Jay Biggs, a.k.a. Follow him on Twitter, at Space Age J. Again, that's at Space Age J. And hotlines, we see your hands up. We're about to get to y'all in a minute. But make sure y'all follow Jay Biggs, a.k.a. on Twitter, at Space Age J. I'm definitely loving the track that he submitted. He's definitely been putting in a lot of hard work. A big shout out to Genius doing his thing as well. So, you know, it's going to be an incredible night. Y'all go to www.divaspotradio.com. Y'all can tune in live from there. Also, you can tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays, anytime. All you got to do is go to your Google Play amp on your Android phones or your smartphones or your iPhones or your Apple phones. And all you got to do is download the TuneIn Radio amp. Download the TuneIn Radio amp and search Diva Spot Radio, and you can get it in where we get in and the fit-ins. Let's go to the hotlines before we get into some music. We got Washington in the house. Where we at? The 253-283, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Antoine Hayden from Tacoma. Hey, they seen him.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. Just came to show some support, see how you doing, you know what I'm saying? Number one radio host in the Pierce County. Just wanted to say what's good.
Most definitely. I appreciate that. We about to definitely get it in, showcase, and play some of this music. Get y'all ready before y'all go out tonight, wherever y'all going. You got any shout-outs you want to give?
You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Heyday Film. Shout-out to Black Crown. Shout-out to the whole 253 period, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Heyday Films is definitely doing it big. Y'all make sure y'all follow Heyday Films. Actually, Antoine did. He filmed Diva Spot, Diva Mary Kay at the Feel Like a Star, Look Like a Star event out there on the Fort Lewis Bay. So make sure you follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/@HeydayFilms. Is that correct?
Yep, with the Z.
Yeah, with the Z. Hey, with the Z. So that's Hey. Day Films with the Z on the end. All right, let's get into some hot music, man. Of course, big shout out to Sharonna Ray doing her thing, but I want to get into some J Biggs music right now because I can't wait. I'm excited. And I want y'all to hear it. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. This is J Biggs right here called, and this hot track is called For My Brothers. Let's go, Tacoma, stand up.
Hey, yo, what it is, man? It's the kid J Biggs. Beamed up 1000 with my girl, my sister, Diva Ebony B. And y'all are tuned in to Frontline Fridays, dropping nothing but that hot indie artist and music, you dig? Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. You feel me? Alright then. Space Age.
It's for my love.
Fingers, man.
Yeah,
we
man.
Miss y'all.
One thing in the air. Look. This is for my brother Brian. We used to call him B-Hop. My homie dropped dead one day from a weak heart. He taught me how to flow off the top. Impromptu. It's for my brother D. He lost his pops and his mom Dukes. It's for my brother Jimmy Joe. It's for my brother Frank. Jimmy Joe used to steal cars and try to get bank. Me and him and Robert ordered carry out and peel arms. If Frank got shot one night leaving the party. It's for my brother Jesse that I lost back in 7th grade. He had a heart attack. They announced it on the PA. It's for my brother Joshua. It's for my brother Zach. We don't know who did it to you, but they gon' get it back. Man, it's for my brother Donnell. They found his father dead off in the crack house with the fight by his leg. Yeah, it's for all my lost ones. This is y'all memorial. Don't let it marinate right before the chorus, so let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Man, let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
somebody make me a memorial and make sure the people got it down how the chorus go and tell them do this. Put a finger in the air if you lost one, and if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some, and if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one, and if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some, and if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one, and if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some, and if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one, and if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some, and if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done.
That was Jay Biggs right there for my brothers. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Frontline Fridays, how we do this each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I definitely wanted to get the feedback from Tay Black. Tay Black, what did you think about that joint right there?
You know, definitely rocking with it. Nice little vibe, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, big shout-out to Jay Biggs, man. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. I believe I have the correct one. It's Space Age J, J-A-Y. That's at Space Age J on Twitter. So make sure y'all hit your boy up, man. I just had to make sure I locked the man, follow him now. Yo, you know what I mean? I'm ready to get to some good music, you know what I mean, some good conversation from dope independent artists. I'm ready to see that grind and that hustle, man. And I'm ready to have Jay Biggs just, you know, share his story and see where he's about to go from here, man, because I know it's going to be special.
Most definitely. We're going to have Jay Biggs on in on a few, but I got some music from Trey Lee. Y'all remember Trey Lee? He came out with that hot song, He Is a Hip-Hop Legend, and Everywhere Did My Crew Go. Y'all remember Trey Lee? So he has some new music out lately, and of course we're going to showcase it. He came out with two hot tracks called I Still Do That, and he also made a track called What's Missing. So we're going to have Jay Biggs in the building in a bit, but we're going to get into some of this hot music. Big up to Trey Lee. Hey, Tay Black, did you know Trey Lee became a lawyer? He went back to school and he became an industry lawyer.
Wow, that is significant. You know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, every artist that's, like, established or that's up and coming, like, has a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is without a doubt. So big up to that, man. That's, you know, that's still being, you know, true to what you love and being a part of that and learning a new hustle, you know, because that legal hustle is real.
Most definitely. He got a website, and when I come back from this song, I'm going to give you all the information. Of course, I want to give a shout-out to Vet Entertainment over here in Tacoma, Washington, well, Seattle, Washington, all over the Washington area. But big shout-out to Veteran Entertainment, man. They doing it big. I got a chance to chop it up with the artist today. His name is, I want to make sure I got it right, Clear Mind. So I'm looking forward to networking with him and checking out some of his music. So let's get into this hot track right here by the name by Trey Lee. It's called What's Missing. And when we come back, we're going to get live into this interview with Jay Biggs. So y'all know how we do. Diva Ebony B, Diva Spot Radio, Tay Black. We do the best to get the rest, man. Let's go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got to talk to these people, man. Talk to them, man. Some folks said I was finished, didn't think I had survived, homie. But not a blemish, not a scratch, ain't a spot on me. Cause I ain't been seen in a minute, that's the knock on me. Yet I'm still the best in the business, got some guap on it. Put your money down, ha. Y'all a bunch of clowns. Ha. May fool your fans, but I see through you like an ultrasound. It's me, Trey, so cut the stuntin' now, you frontin' now. It's funny how I'm still good in your hood that you don't come around. Well, if you're scared, then say you're scared, but I don't know what is it.
Uh-huh.
Forgot your roots, burned some bridges, or they caught you snitching. It's been mentioned, ha. If you ain't a bitch, then you got all the symptoms. It ain't cause of down road, and no, it is not the system. You ain't moving units cause of your music, who you kidding?
Yeah.
And I'ma prove it with this movement that I'm the truth that I'm missing.
Yeah.
That kids don't choose to listen to that garbage they condition.
Yeah.
So it's either get it cracking and rapping or back to pitching. That is more black than prison. Don't get me started. I say that for some other time. That's a whole nother rhyme. You must respect my grind. What I've amounted to is phenomenal. Then went from rhyming to clients calling me counselor. Sort of like the wire, the hottest show on your monitor. Supplier of the fire that's too hot for thermometers. I'm way ahead of rappers by leaps, bounds, and kilometers. And this was for them crackers and Uncle Tom that discounted us. Cats talk reckless, but yet remain anonymous. Cause my name's synonymous with dominance. You should come paying homage to be honest, player. I'm a breathing monument in a game infested with a lot of prima donnas, man. Cats got stylists, choreographers, they modeling. And y'all don't see the problem, man. I guess cause I'm a product of when two turntables and a mic was the model, man. They started rhyming after 99. I don't follow them. In fact, I don't acknowledge them. It's the honorable, the incomparable, hold folk accountable, supporter of Obama TV, with a whole new flow, that soul food flow, that 60 or abdominal, the kind of flow to make a child switch his idol or liable to cause church folks to have revival or liable to organize the people, cause I don't applaud nor promote a lifestyle most of us cannot afford. No, I am not the norm. No, I will not conform. No, is he that hot? Come on, he's on top, but not for long. While I was gone, hip hop was like the Cavs before they got LeBron. That's the realest shit I ever wrote. I feel like Pac reborn. Me a hater? Not at all. But I got the balls to say the genre's been a joke for years. And most of y'all are pawns while I remain a pioneer. The label made you soft. Using auto tunes on every song. Nigga, knock it off. Finally, people, a man with a mission. With a plan and a vision. And this is my premonition. I'm with Smith. I'm with Smith.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music. More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Y'all know how we get down. It's a phenomenal situation right here on Frontline Fridays. Y'all make sure y'all check out my team and the whole staff over there at phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's phenomradio.blogspot.com. Check out how we doing it big for the artists. We already popular, but understand that we effective. Anybody can be popular, but only the true people out there can be effective with promoting and advertising and paying artists for these spins. Do you agree, Tay Black?
Yes.
He said yes. I know you guys have been waiting, and big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live right now to us on TuneIn Radio, those who are on the website listening at www.divaspotradio.com, those who are listening online and on their phones, we appreciate it. But I know you guys are waiting for Tay Biggs, and you don't have to wait. Wow. Jay Biggs, and you don't have to wait anymore because the limo has pulled up and our special guest is live in the building. Let's go.
What it is. The kid, the spaceship has landed, man. The spaceship landed. What's poppin'?
Hey, baby, live in big pile at us, man. Of course, we excited to showcase and interview you and get all up in your grill, as you would say in this interview. So we're going to go ahead and pop off on you right now.
Go ahead. Let me have it. What's good?
I mean, we take on tag team this. So my first question, of course, I read your bio and everything that you got going on. So I want to know your first experience in the studio. When you first got into the studio and when you started to record, what was the feeling? What was going on in your head?
Oh, man, for real, I was just nervous, you know, because, like, I was down. Actually, you know, I'm from the DMV, for those who don't know. You know what I mean? I'm from the DMV, and I was down there actually in Gainesville, which is in Florida. And I was down there rocking with, you know, an old girl of mine, you know, her cousin. He do the thing, too. So I was in there with him, you know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, he just threw a beat on, and I, at the time, I wasn't even rapping. You know what I mean? I was just writing, and I write, and I write, and write. But then he threw a beat on, and he was like, yo, I like this joint you wrote. Spit that to this beat. And then he just threw me on the mic. He kind of put me on the spot. You know, he had this whole team in there. And I ain't never rapped before, you know. So I was like, wow, you know. Yeah, you know, I was a little nervous. It was a lot of butterflies. And then going forward, like, I kind of messed up a few times. And, you know, I still got that song to this day. Like, I play it for motivation, you know.
What was the name of the song?
It was called The Blitz. The song was actually... It was more, if you listen to, like, you know, what I got now, you know, the For My Brother, the single is out now on iTunes, For My Brother. If you hear the For My Brother and you hear the Blitz, night and day, man, night and day is like two different rappers all the way. It's like two different rappers, like, you know what I mean? You can't even, it was horrible. I hate it, you know what I mean? I hate it. Put it like that. It was bad. It was a good song. I was terrible when I spit it, you know what I mean? I was brand new and I was nervous, so. But, yeah, butterflies and, you know, I think I threw up, matter of fact.
that's real, though. That's real,
and
though.
I threw up when I spit that, man. I was just nauseous. Like, I was like, man, I've been doing this for a minute, man, and you just come in and just, I was on vacation, matter of fact. I wasn't even supposed to be spit, man. I was chilling and... All of a sudden, I got to spit songs and whatnot, and I got to rhyme on the beat, and I ain't know what a 16 was, matter of fact, at the time. I ain't know what a 16 was, but I just wrote, just fill up paper, you know what I mean? And he just told me, get on here and do this, and he showed me where the 16 was, where to stop at, and he told me how to write a hook. You know, I ain't know how to write nothing. You know, I was brand new. So, you know, it was a learning experience, you know, and you know, I just loved it. From then on, I loved it. I ran with it.
That's what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Tay.
Wow, I mean, that was a lot of it, you know what I mean, just at one time. Like, I know to, you know, be in that position, I know it was a lot of pressure. Honestly, a lot of people hadn't even, you know, been in that position. They had been rapping probably a couple months before they was even... in the actual studio, and for you to really just be, you know, writing and then be in the studio and be put on a, you know, the spot like that. I know that had to be, you know, kind of unnerving, but it sounded like you rose to the occasion, man. And I mean, you're here today and you're making, you know, good music. So I know you're definitely appreciative of that. So big up to you, J Biggs, for that. But as far as like today, you know, what outside of that life lesson, like, you know, what have you taken with you, you know, from your experience from growing up and developing as an artist that you could just drop and share with, you know, the next up-and-coming artist right now?
Well, you know, just like if you know, if I could quote, you know, Q-Tip, you know what I'm saying, record people are shady, man. They just shady as all over, man. But nah, for real, on a serious note, like, just, you got to put in a lot of work, man. It's a lot of hard work, you know. You can't be closed-minded to nothing, you know what I mean, to people, you know, your negative criticism, your positive criticism, you know. You can't be closed-minded. And, I mean, a lot of people, when I did that, you know, they told me when I came back from Florida, you know, they told me that they love the song. And even I knew, like, man, if you was down there when I did this, you know, you would have been like, nah, this was... this was horrible, dog. This was, you know, you would have told me the truth, but, you know, that song was a stepping stone to other things and to meeting people that other producers that was doing it. But, you know, you got to, you know what I mean, when you're doing this, it's something that you just got to persevere through, you know, like, and I got it early, you know, even when you, like, say you put out a bad, you know, project or a project that doesn't do what you wanted to do, you know, you still got to keep doing what you've been doing and push through that and just keep, you know what I'm saying, keep people around you that'll give you that positive feedback, that'll give you the negative and the positive feedback, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it really boils down to is because you can't be closed-minded out here. You got to take in what people are listening to and whatnot. Otherwise, you're going to end up making for yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, one more question, because you brought up a good point. You know, as far as like your journey through this music, like, has there ever been a point in time where you were like, nah, man, forget it? You know, the people, they you know what I mean, they're not really feeling me, man. Like you said, the project, you know, if it didn't do well, you know, like, has there ever been a point in time where you just like, you know, I might want to pick up and do something else? And if so, what brought you back to the light, so to speak? Or, you know what I mean, if you ever came close but, you know, didn't quite get there, like, what kept you above water?
To be honest, like, you know what I'm saying, I love doing music. I'm not going to lie. I have a passion for it. I love it. You know what I mean? I'll write a track and forget to pay bills, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love music, you know what I mean? That's just real. I'm being real with you because I'm a real person. You know, I keep it 1,000. But I lost my mother last it was last year. I lost my mother. And you know what I'm saying? I think when I lost her, I didn't know how to deal with life at that point. I just wanted to just quit everything. You know what I mean? That's when I just stopped really writing and stopped, you know, trying to record, because it was a tough experience. It was just dealing with everything, you know, taking it all in. Like I've been with my mother like all my life, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, just to not have your mother, just to look up and not be able to talk to your mother no more and touch your mother no more, you know, I ain't know how to deal with that. So I feel like, you know, I need to just fall back from everything, you know. But it was something, you know, my mother, like, she always just looked at me and was like, you know, I know, you know, one day you're gonna be something, you're going to do something with this. And that's kind of what brought me back a little bit, you know, just the thought that this is what she would want me to do.
Yeah, that's real. That's if that ain't motivation, you know, I really don't know what it is. So big shout out to you for that. That was, you know what I mean, I appreciate you just sharing that with us. You know, that's a good look.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, I know it's a lot of people. That's kind of like where the record comes from a little bit. You know, it's a lot of people in life that you lose people and you just don't understand, like, why good people got to die when they die and stuff like that. You know, you don't really understand it when it's happening to you. And like I said, the single is for my brother, you know, it's on iTunes right now. And that's basically the motivation for that record. It's just, you know, losing people around you and more or less celebrating their life and whatnot. And that's kind of like what I learned from my mother. Like, I've lost a lot of people in life, you know what I mean? But when I lost her, it really hit home, and I kind of, like, lost my ability to just say, like, you know, okay, let me celebrate their life. When I lost her, it was like, well, I can't even just celebrate, you know, it's my mother. So after I, you know, took some time and got myself together, that's where that record came from, you know what I mean? And you know, she was kind of the motivation for that, just to get it out. And just to get back into, like, you know, people passing, you celebrate they life, you know, celebrate the time you had with them and remember who they were, the type of impact that they had on people while they was here, you know, because we all got to go. And eventually, we all got to go.
Definitely.
You're not about that. We all got to go. When my mother passed, I really wasn't mad because she, you know, had a stroke and kidney dialysis and going back and forth to dialysis. When it was time for her to go, I was like, man, I ain't even mad that you out of here. It's a cool, cool world. Now you can chill and relax. But, like, you said one key thing that is very important and very proper, and we're going to talk about that song proper, too, because that joint is tight. Taking the time out to get you back together. That's important. Just take some time off. get your mind right, get your spirit right, and come back even stronger. Like, that's at the end of the day. Tell us about Proper.
Proper, actually, that was a song that was produced by my brother, Mac G, my saddest brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? He did the beat for me, and actually, that song just, I forget what, I think I was actually watching Tim Tebow get spanked by the Patriots when I wrote that song. I think I wrote that song through the course of that whole game because I just felt inspired, you know, when I heard the beat and I put the beat somewhere and I was just watching the game and I just caught an inspiration. Sometimes you feel you get inspiration from the weird places. But big shout out to the boy Tim Tebow. You know what I mean? You get inspiration from the weirdest places sometimes. And like I said, I feel like I'm at a point in life where I'm real good. You know, I feel real good about myself right now. And Proper is just one of those songs when you roll out of bed, you know, and you feel blessed and you feel, you know, you can tell, you know, God's blessing you. And just everything proper, you know, you feel it. You can look around, you can see the blessing, everything proper, you know, that's the point in life on that. You know, everything is proper. Everything, I feel blessed. You know, my son is here, and I'm just loving. I'm loving life right now.
That's definitely what's up. Why don't you go ahead and introduce Proper so we can go right into this track right here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, everybody that being dealt with the kid, appreciate it. It's the second single coming off the upcoming Dillinger album. Everything Proper, we call that just Proper, you know, it's just a banger, the street banger, you know, turn your radio up, beam up with the boy, and rock out with me real quick, you feel me?
Hello. It's ESR, man. It's the KJ, big.
Everything Proper, yeah. Everything Proper,
yeah.
Everything Proper,
yeah. Make me tell a star, man, she got that Capri Sun. And
and she's dumb. She just sent some tweets and a three two-seater coupe with lots of leg room and the two Giuseppes on that at the bedroom slippers. You got money, I got bread too. My bank proper, y'all ain't listening. My chip game proper, so you know it's only proper that to be a knocker. I got H, I got Mac, I don't really need a doctor, cause my whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kick game proper, my spit game proper, my chip game proper, my bitch game proper. I call it how I see it, we got everything proper. My whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kick game proper, my spit game proper, my chip game proper, my bitch game proper. I call it how I see it, we got everything proper. My cars, my bride, my shoes and my rap straight, my loot right, my watch right, just ask me how the fuck I feel. I'm coping with the trends of trying to make it in the rap game. You see a nuke, I'm moving, just salute them, cause you know the deal.
Showcase, we interview and we promote nothing but the hottest. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Of course, it's a special night today, tonight, because we got Jay Biggs live in the building. Y'all make sure y'all call Jay Biggs up, show him some love, ask him some questions, get all up in his grill, and make sure you purchase and download his music. Tay Black is here doing this thing with us, as usual. I'm definitely feeling proper. I definitely want to get some feedback, of course, from Tay Black first, and then we'll go to Jay Biggs and the hotlines. I see y'all.
Yo, definitely a dope joint, man. Really rocking with it, man. And make sure y'all follow Jay Biggs. That's Space Age J. That's at SpaceAgeJay. It's that easy, man. Yo. Jay Biggs, dope joint, man. Where you get your inspiration for your different types of cuts like that?
You know what I'm saying, man? I just, like I said, man, I be going, just chilling sometimes, and then something just pops in your head. You know, God bless me. God has sized me, man. Give me, you know, the inspiration to do the things that I be doing, you know? And it's a lovely thing, man. It's a lovely thing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Diva. Think, how you feeling over there?
I'm feeling real good. Of course, you know, inspiration is very important. I done heard artists tell me that they was they got inspiration when they was in the laundry room, or producers like, yeah, you know, I was dropping my kid off at daycare, and it was certain sounds, like, it's inspiration can come from everywhere, but when you are all about music and you love music, it's a unique relationship. So being that you've been doing your thing, you signed now, you did go off to college. That's what I want to talk about right now, because, of course, we know education is very important. So you went off to college to pursue a two-year degree. What did you study in college, and how did it change things for you?
Oh, you know, of course, we're in the technology era, so, you know, I went in there looking at telecommunications, you know, electronics and telecommunications and computers, because of the technology era, you know, and I had affinity for computers. So that's what I wanted to learn about. But like I said, you know, this music thing kind of took me by surprise, and I kind of eloped with it after the associate's level. If I could say, you know, if I could say that, I eloped with the music thing. I got my paper, so, you know, that's the important thing to me. I feel like everybody, you know, should go to college. You know what I mean? By hook or by crook, you know, you got to go to school, because not everybody's going to do this music thing. You know what I mean? Some people going to be blessed with it and see success and be able to branch out and make this their occupation. But other people, you're going to need something a little stronger. You know, a college degree. And, you know, likewise, when you stop doing it, you still need that degree. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that go to school. You know what I mean? I salute everybody that goes to school.
We most definitely, and a lot of artists and entrepreneurs, I don't think they understand when you start in your own business, and this is something that Tay told me as well, you got to have something that's not only backing it, but backing it financially, backing your dreams and your career. You just can't go out here and think, you know, that it's just going to pop off for you because you invest in time. You got to invest money. So you want to be able to have a degree that you can fall back on later. We were just talking about Trey Lee, you know, one of the hip-hop legends. He went back to school and he became a lawyer. He became an entertainment lawyer. So he's making it work for him, which is very important. So for all those who are in the industry, or those who are pursuing their dreams and starting their businesses, please make sure you go into school, you putting money up in the kitty, and that you have another source of income to support what you're doing, because if you're not going to invest into yourself, how somebody else supposed to invest into you? My next question for you, Jay, before I pass it on today, I mean to Tay Black. Sorry, baby daddy, you know I love you. Yeah, it's confusing, but y'all know I'm going to call y'all baby daddy number one, number two. Jay Biggs, you're going to be baby daddy number two for today, all right?
Here you go. That works.
So I was thinking about what I wanted to ask you after reading your bio, but I said I want to ask him something funny. So what embarrassing song might we find in your MP3 or in your iPad right now?
I would say, first, well, nothing that I listen to. I like what I listen to, you know what I mean? So if you don't like it, that's your problem. But I think that I'm a huge T-Pain fan. Like, I like T-Pain. And a lot of people hate the man because of the auto-tune and all that. But I like T-Pain. You know, I think he makes good music. I think it's more about the writing skills and what he does with the pen, more or less, than what he actually singing. So I think, you know, a lot of people might look at me like, he's not on T-Pain. He don't like T-Pain. Other than that, I like Beyonce. You know, we got Beyonce. I got a couple, you know, Beyonce in the iTunes. You know, I mess with Beyonce. A lot of dudes who probably wouldn't rock with saying, like, I listen to Beyonce, you know, when I listen to Beyonce.
What's your favorite song by Beyonce?
You know what? I like that We Like the Party Joint. That Party Joint. I like that. Yeah, I like that joint. You know, I like the smooth kind of feel of it. You know, I like that. I told you before, you know, I told you on the phone, I got a Madonna. We got a Madonna CD in the house.
Yeah.
So yeah, we rock with Madonna. You know, I like Madonna. Some of the stuff Madonna do is pretty cool to me. You know, I mess with Madonna. But yeah, like I said, I like everything I listen to. So you know, ain't nothing wrong with what I listen to. Some Limp Bizkit in here, some Linkin Park. I like it. We got some Creed. Matter of fact, yeah, Creed. Main thing is Creed, because Creed gets real religious. So yeah, I like Creed. You know, that song. A lot of people be like Higher, and When Arms Wide Open, I say What If. That What If joint by Creed, man, is the hardest song I've ever heard in life. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard record. And they some God-fearing people, but that's a hard record right there. So big shout out to
don't
Creed.
Don't think Christians don't go hard, man. Do not think Christians don't go hard. I'm trying to tell y'all. Big shout out to the Ambassador. Big shout out to the Truth. Big shout out to the Clay.
They go in for their beliefs. They the hardest people, some of the hardest people I know. They just jump up and be doing their thing all day. Where, you know, your average rapper be quit. Like, man, they stopped paying me, like, you know, an hour ago. I'm done. You know, the Christians is doing it for the, you know. They love what they do. So, yeah, I like, yeah, Creed. Just, I got, it's a lot of things. It's too many things just to even count, you know. But I got a lot of things I'm into.
That's definitely what's up, man. Let's go to the hotlines because they definitely want to. We're going to open the hotlines up and then we're going to get some feedback from. Hey, where we at? 443-418. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays. We got Jay Biggs live in the building, a.k.a. Baby Daddy Number 2. Which name are you calling from?
What's good? It's Will Block from Blocks Magazine called New York. What's good, Diva?
What's going on, Blocks? Welcome to the show, man. I'm glad that you're here. We got Jay Biggs live in the building. Maryland, stand up. Go ahead and holler at him. You got any questions for him?
Oh, man, I just logged in. What are y'all talking about? What's the topic about?
We're showcasing Jay Biggs' music. So, you know, we're going to be showcasing. We just showcased at the top of the show for all my brothers. We're going to play that track again in about a minute, and we just went into Proper, but you can hear his music. Jay Biggs, let them know where they need to go to listen and purchase and download your music.
But so, just check me out on SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud, spell it just how it sounds. SoundCloud/JBiggs, JAYBIGGZ, one word. That's where you can check out a lot of collabs that I've been doing. Also, ReverbNation.com/JBiggs, just like one word, just like the SoundCloud. The For My Brother is on iTunes. You can go on there and search For My Brother on iTunes. And that's the single coming off the debut album, The Dillinger LP. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I got a mixtape out, which is Blue Card Volume 2. It's out on MediaFire, hosted by my man, my big brother, DJ Genius.
Mm-hmm.
Out on MediaFire.com. So we got a lot of little stuff out there, man. Just, you know, but the main thing is get the SoundCloud.
What city are you from?
We from Capitol Heights, Maryland. You know, which is pretty much Washington, D.C. area.
I know where you're at, right over there, Route 4.
That's what's up, yeah.
Branch Avenue, Temple Hills, and all that. I know where you at.
Oh, yeah. Right down there. We right off Branch, matter of fact. I'm over there right off
of Branch. Yeah, I heard your name before. It's all good.
That's what's up, my dude.
Check out Blocks Magazine, Blocks with a Z, blocksmagazine.com.
Just BLOCKZ.
Yeah, magazine.com. You want to get in? You know, I got a lot of package deals. Just holler at Diva. She'll take care of you.
All right, bro. I'm going to be checking that out. I'm going to check that out in a second. All
right. That's Blocks. You got some shout outs before we get into these other callers. And also, I'm putting Blocks Magazine website in the chat room so y'all can go in there and click the link and go to it now. But Blocks, you got some shout outs before we get to the call line because they lighting up with Jay Biggs. Marilyn, stand up.
Yeah, I give a shout out to all up and coming artists that's out here trying to, you know, that's actually doing something, that's grinding, you know, trying to enhance their career and all that. You know, I respect all of them. But y'all holler at Blocks Magazine, y'all want in, Block got you, 1.2 million fan base, so I'm known everywhere. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Get at me, Twitter, Facebook, everything, Block Magazine, all that Diva Spot, and we can make it happen. Whatever you need is a one-stop shop, to make a long story short.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. And then we're going to 813, I see you. I'm going to get to you because we need it. I want to go into this song for my brother. This is a hot song, and it's definitely dope. We got Denier. We got Chi-Town in the building. Denier, holla at us, baby. You always doing your thing over there in Chi-Town, and you always come through and show love to Diva Spot Frontline Fridays. Denier, what it do, baby? What it do?
What's good, mama? How are you?
I already know I'm having a good time on Frontline Fridays. I got Tay Black. I got Jay Biggs. I got Blocks. I don't know how to act right now.
Nice. Very, very good. Cool. Oh, man, what was it? I punched in because I heard somebody talking about that they love Creed, and Creed is a dope fan. I don't know if that's people who don't understand. They are sick. I was like, Arms Wide Open is like classic, man. Come on, I don't hate.
You know what I'm saying? With Arms Wide Open, ain't nobody listening to What If though. What If is the best Creed record known to man. I'm sorry, Creed. They got some good stuff, but What If? Just Google What If by Creed.
I'm gonna have to Google that one. I just checked that one out.
It'll change your life. It will change your life.
Nice. I love songs like that. Very, very cool.
No, you definitely gonna love Jay Biggs because he got heat to bring to you. Jay Biggs, let's get into Four of My Brothers. I definitely want to play the check right here, showcase live right here on Frontline Fridays. Oh, Jay. Baby Daddy number one. Where you go? Hey, Jay.
Nah, I was just going to say, Jay Biggs got a WordPress too, man. I was on his Twitter joint, man. Make sure y'all hit him up. www.jbiggs.wordpress.com. I'm pretty sure he got some dope content up there. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. You know what I mean? Stay in line with all his music. If you drop new joints, you got new iTunes links, like, definitely hit him up. Make sure you follow him, man. Anybody that touched down on Diva Spot, you know what I mean, Frontline Friday, Phenomenal Radio, we definitely want to get all their contact info out there. And Biggs, like, you know, give them your email or any contact info as far as, you know, trying to link up with you for collabs, features, or booking, man.
Let's go. Email me at JAYB@msn.com. You know what I'm saying? Make it easy for y'all to email me on that. That goes right to my phone. So anybody who, you know, collab, opportunity, anything, I'm always about reaching out, trying to work with other people and help other people. And, you know, we just make it happen. You know what I mean? Just hit me up. That's J, like my first name, J-A-Y, B, the letter B as in boy, H-A-R-P as in Paul, @msn.com.
That's what's up.
And Jay,
that's
you got
to
get my URLs too, right?
Sorry?
You got it. It'smyurls.com, right?
Oh, yeah. It's my URL. www.itsmyurl.com/JBiggs, like my name. Everything's JBiggs, you know what I mean? Just make it easy for the people to get, you know what I mean? That's where you can, you know, all my links is in my iTunes to the Four My Brothers on there. It's a dope record. I need everybody to go support that record, you know, because hip-hop is dying out. And a lot of parts of what they want you to believe is hip hop is you know, that you don't never feel pain. But For My Brother is about just that, you know, recognizing that people, you know, your people is important to you. You know what I mean? So I need everybody to support that record.
Well, let's get into this record right now. You're now tuning in live on Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays with Jay Big, Tay Black, Miss Denier. Everybody is live in the building. Go ahead and join the party by calling 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Also, you can jump in the chat room and give your feedback at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. You know we on the spot, on the grind.
Hey, yo, what it is, man? It's the kid, Jay Biggs.
beamed up 1000 with my girl, my sister, Diva Ebony B. And y'all are tuned in to Frontline Fridays, dropping nothing but that hot indie artist and music, you dig? Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com, you feel me? Alright then, Space Age.
My love
fingers, man.
Yeah, we miss y'all.
One thing in the air. Look.
This is for my brother Brian. We used to call him B-Hop. My homie dropped dead one day from a weak heart. He told me how to flow off the top. Impromptu. It's for my brother D. He lost his pops and his mom Dukes. It's for my brother Jimmy Joe. It's for my brother Frank. Jimmy Joe used to steal cars and try to get banked. Me and him and Robert ordered carry out and peel arms. If Frank got shot one night leaving the party. It's for my brother Jesse that I lost back in 7th grade. He had a heart attack. They announced it on the PA. It's for my brother Joshua. It's for my brother Zach. We don't know who did it to you, but they gon' get it back. Man, it's for my brother Donnell. They found his father dead off in the crack house with the fight by his leg. Yeah, it's for all my lost ones. This is y'all memorial. Don't let it marinate right before the chorus. So let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Man, let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Man, let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
I like this, I like this.
Put a finger in it. If you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what it's for. My brother Chad, they found him out in California. It's for my brother Dwight, too soon, he got pneumonia. It's for his brother Troy, who hit his head out in that town. My brother Deshaun, from 8 Mile, who got clapped down. It's for my brother Jason, he got murdered out in Queens, though. It's for my brother Ray, who messed with plus that Primo. It's for my brother Gerald, OD from Painkiller. It's for my brother Marvin, the drugs plus the fame killed him. For my brother Eric, it's for my brother Arthur. It's for my brother Gilbert, they all caught the monster. It's for my brother Malcolm, it's for my brother Martin. It's for my brother Thurgood, it's for my brother Marcus. It's for my brother Christopher and Tupac Amaru. Cause I could be the next one who shot tomorrow. And if that be the case, somebody make me a memorial. And make sure the people got it down how the chorus go and tell them do this. Put a finger in the air if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, this Lady G, you are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio. Your only hip hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
You already know how we getting down. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure y'all check out the whole team at phenomradio.blogspot.com. We doing it big. Of course, I got my favorite baby daddy in the building, Tay Black. You know he hold me down. And we got baby daddy number two for the day. That was just for my brothers right there. I'm definitely feeling that track. I want to get y'all feedback. Let's go to the hotlines. Because we got people that's been waiting. And we appreciate you guys for waiting. Oh, we got Genius live in the building. Genius is live in the building. What's going on, King? You know, before you even come up in here, we got to give you a proper intro. Don't say nothing. Take this.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
What it do, what it do?
You already know, man. What's going on, Jesus? Holla at us.
What's going on, Queen? I'm sorry for the tardiness. I'm a little late, been busy, eyes hurting, but
Black people,
you know, I'm here.
New niggas. New niggas.
Yeah, better late than never, but, you know, I'm here to support my artist and my man, Jay Biggs, and, of course, support you and Tay Black. What's good, everybody?
What's going on, homie?
That's my
man.
I can't call it, man.
That was good. Glad to have you on, James, as always, man.
Definitely, definitely, man.
So, all right, James, you got any questions for our special guest tonight? What's going on?
Yeah. Basically, I wanna find out, you know, more about. Let me stop because I know everything about James. But I kind of missed everything, so I don't know if you gave them a heads up on, you know, yourself and everything. But, you know, I don't want to take away from him. Just want to basically have him, you know, tell everybody who he is, what he's about, what he's doing, projects he's working on, things he got coming up, you know, people he's looking to work with. And, you know, I'll let him take it from there.
All right. Oh, that's tough.
For real, man, I mean, we be here for a while if I tell you everything that I got. Yeah, it's kind of a lot of stuff going on. My man Genius, he got the Hip Hop Resurrection mixtape coming up, you know what I mean? I'm giving him a couple joints for that, you know, I'm being on that joint. You can check me out on there. Like I said before, to my man Blox Magazine, you know what I mean, the Blue Card team. Blue Car Volume 2, hosted by DJ Genius, is out right now on Mediafire. You can get that off of pretty much, you know, oh, my bad, I'm sorry. It's my URL.com/JBiggs. I think the third link from the top is the mixtape. So make it easy for you. All my links is there. My WordPress is there. Like Tay said earlier, my WordPress is jbiggs.wordpress.com. So, yeah, you can check that out. The Four My Brothers is on iTunes, which is doing really big things right now. So you can go on iTunes and search For My Brothers, or search JBiggs. That'll pull it up. Right now, basically all day long, I was in the studio working on another mixtape featuring some of my artists that I work with. My team by the name of The Jook, you know what I'm saying, is my group. And now I'm working on our mixtape, which is called Copyright Infringement Part 2. You know what I mean? Hey. I'm rapping. I'm doing that. You know what I mean? Cause,
how many songs are you doing a day?
How many songs do I do in a day? That's a good question. I think that it depends on the complication, the level of creativity and complication that goes into the song. Could be anywhere between, I try to write at least, you know, three a day, but recording-wise, I'd say we get about maybe one or two done a day. But it depends on, you know, how much goes into the song. You know, some songs is bare bones, and some songs is a lot of, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the process of recording in the studio, but there's each, like, vocal, sometimes they call it a track, and they separate it and whatnot. I don't want to get too technical, but sometimes a lot of tracks on a song.
Yeah, Genius explained a lot to me, so, you know, you can probably talk a little bit of tech jargon to me, just a little bit.
Okay, so I say a verse on a track is probably one. Every verse on every song you hear is probably one track, or probably has about three or four other tracks of layered vocals into it. So depending on how deep I have to layer stack vocals and things of that nature, you might have about 16, 17 actual individual vocal tracks on a particular song. So depending on how bad it gets, the damage I got to do, might be one or two songs a day, maybe three, you know, something like that.
That's what's up. Well,
it's an involved process, though. It's really involved. The,
it's not like an all-day process. I'm like having a kid or something. Like, wow.
Yeah, it's each song is like a baby. You know what I mean? You gotta put the bottle in his mouth and change the diapers and, you know, all this other, you know, a bunch of stuff. Basically teach it how to walk and walk with it and let it run and crawl and everything. So, you know, every song is like a track. Like a baby.
Let's throw it over the tank.
Yo, as far as like knocking out songs, like as far as writing, do you see yourself, you know, going into the writing aspect, you know, as far as writing for other people? Is that something that you're already tapping into? If so, can you talk about it? You know what I mean? Like, because I hear the passion as far as like the writing and stuff like that. So I just want to know, you know, what else are you trying to do with it as far as writing? Like, because I know you got a catalog for yourself. Are you trying to share that with others, or are you trying to do that for other people?
You know what? It's a good question. It's a good thing you mentioned that. I just actually, that was like on the list of things I've done. You know, I just I have an artist name is AP. That's capital A, capital P. And he just finished the mixtape, and I actually wrote a couple of songs for him. I wrote like 5 joints for him on his latest mixtape. You know what I mean? His I think you could go on his SoundCloud, it's AP Music, and his whole mixtape is on there. And I wrote like 5 joints for him, including one that I featured on. So I mean, I say I could, you know, write for people. It depends on, you know, I try to help as many artists as I can and help them, you know, carry their vision out just like I'm carrying my vision out. And I think the important thing for me is, I mean, I'm comfortable writing for other people. I've done it before. I wrote for a lot of people. I just don't want to, I think the main thing is for me not to, it becomes a chore when you got to distinguish between writing for yourself and writing for somebody else, because you don't want to write as good for somebody else as you do for yourself. You know what I mean? So it's a chore at that point. You kind of have to, like, be schizophrenic with it and just separate you from and be like 3 different people or 4 different people. So it gets kind of tough at times. But yeah, I definitely want to write for other people and share my talent with others.
That's what's up, man. And I mean, that's really good to hear. And I mean, real talk, you know, I'm sure everybody knows, but that's really where the money's at a lot, you know, nowadays, because a lot of times, especially bigger artists, you know, they might not have the time to write as much. It might be taking care of more of the business aspect, and it takes an artist like Jay Biggs to come through, really bring some fresh ideas to the table, and then really have some creative songs that they can, you know, kind of formulate, you know, get it in with, and, you know, at the end of the day, Jay Biggs get a nice check. So that's what's good, bro.
For sure. I mean, writing is something that I just love to do, and if I can get paid for something I love to do, you know, why not? You know what I mean?
So,
yeah.
JB, where would you most like to perform? You've been performing a lot of places. Of course, Genius had you everywhere. But, you know, and that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But where would you most like to perform? Where do you want to perform next?
Honestly, like my dream, you know what I'm saying, would be South Africa. You know what I mean? If
wow.
I could get that in my head, I want to perform in South Africa. That's like my ultimate just dream, just to be something, you know, out there, because I feel like, you know, I want to be in the motherland. I want to be with, you know, the people, you know, the home country, you know, for our, if I could get away with saying that. I want to be with our people. And
mm-hmm.
if it could be a benefit, even a benefit type of thing, where, you know, we doing AIDS research or something like that. I know I want to do that, you know what I mean? Because I just got this love affair with Africa. Like, I just want to do something there. If I tour the whole continent of Africa or something like that, for the foreseeable future, I would say California. Like, California. California is the way it's at.
That's what, who would you like to open up for?
You know,
who would
what?
You like to open up for you? Let's switch it. You can do both. Who would you like to open up for, and who would you like to open up for you?
I would like to open up for, and I respect the dude. I love the dude's music. You know what I'm saying? I follow everything he's done, you know, since he came in the game. But you know, if I had to open up to anyone, I would say the incomparable icon Ghostface Killah. You know what I mean? I love Ghostface. I love all his work. And I mean, if I could do that, that would just, I'd die a happy man at that point. You know what I mean? That's you know, shout out to Ghostface. I really kind of learned the actual craft of like conveying the emotion through your bars, listening to a lot of Ghostface. So that would be who I'd want to open up for. Who I'd want to open up for me? If I could pick anyone, you want anybody?
Anybody? Let's do one male and let's do one female before we get into this track. And you're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Tay Black. This is how we do it each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to get your mic open. We got Jay Biggs live in the building with us. Back to you, Jay. Which one, male and female? You can name both of them.
Let me see. Male, to open up for me, I would say, let's see. What's the dude that run with Ghostface? What's the guy? His son, Sun God. There you go. Sun God. Sun
yeah,
God.
I think that's his son, matter of fact. For real.
Yeah, that's his son. Yeah. Sun God to open, as a Jew. Female, because you know the female game is so scarce, unfortunately. let's go with what's that girl? The girl from Florida, Brianna, I think is her name. Brianna, the new chick. She's like a new rapping chick. Her name is Brianna or something. I think I would ask her to do it, just because you know she's like the young up and coming joint, a young up and coming female, you know. So maybe her, I'd probably pick her. See, I want to go with the up and coming, you know, underdogs, and then, you know, that'll set the tone for the show right there and make me have to rise to the occasion, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Well, we definitely going. You heard it live right here on Frontline Fridays. JB, go ahead and introduce the this hot track going for the mill and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is my favorite track in the whole wide world, Going for the Millie. My man, produced by my brother, my Spanish brother from another mother, Mag Beats. This is the track that, I mean, honestly, you want to set your performance off. You want to get your club animated and hyped up and everything like that. You listen to this, or you know, going to the gym, you know, because I work out to the song for real, you know. That's the song you want to put on, you know, get you live, get you hyped up, get your blood pumping. And, you know, we just picking up where Proper left off at, but just like Proper 8.0, you know, make you feel, just get you hyped, you know what I mean? That's what we doing now on Frontline Fridays with the boy Jay Biggs and my girl, Anthony.
Biggs, Mag, Esther, drop it.
I ain't playing with you this time. Chasing after money, why them bitches waste your dough? I be racing after 100, put the pedal to the
headed for the gossip space. I got the club going stupid. How come you can't rock it right, huh? I make this ball of this look effortless. I got them going wild like the Zona and the Exorcist. You nippers catch a payday, then it's all up in the necklace. So by the end of the night, you lost what you was flexing with. But me, I get that boomerang bread. Call it out back. Me, I get that do the thing bread. Lifestyle check. Serious. Green by the bag. Call it loud pack. Here it is. The theme for you fans. This is the soundtrack. Going for the man. I'm going for the youth. I'm going for the. I said I'm going for the. I'm going for the. I said I'm going for the man. I'm going for the. You try to stop me from running. Get hushed for. Get hushed for. Running. Get hushed for. Get hushed for.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind, grind.
This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary Kay.
Mellow on the beat.
Yeah, I know how we getting down there. Frontline Fridays, each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Big shout out to the 403 Mob. That was the 403 Mob with that hot drop right there. And yeah, I know it's a phenomenal situation.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio, we taking over. Big shout out to the whole Washington. Big shout out to the West Coast, the East Coast, the North, the South, Canada, and UK. Y'all know we got nothing but love for you. But as far as Pierce County and Seattle, yes,
but Phenomenal Radio,
the new station of Washington.
Yes, we are the new station of Washington. And of course, I'm going to put it out there right now. I know y'all tired of Cube 93 playing the same old riffraff and those sad songs. It's raining enough over here. Y'all ain't got time for that. But guess what? Steven Ebony B. And the whole staff is taking over the area. So you can get you some Jay Biggs, you can get you some Slay Stone, you can get you some Al Burner, you can get you some Sharonda Ray, some Young Jay. Oh, man, we got nothing but hot artists over here. And, of course, we're going to make sure we keep promoting, showcase, and getting independent artists and paying them for the spins over here. So you make sure you go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. And y'all make sure y'all go and support Jay Biggs. Make sure y'all go and support him and cop that For My Brothers track right there is definitely needed all over the world. Going for the Millie is hot. I definitely want to get y'all feedback. Call us up, 347-850-1521 before he get out of here. Let's go to Denaya. Denaya, how you like Going for the Millie, man?
I love it. I mean, the energy behind it, so this is mine, is just dope. Great music.
That's what's up. It make me want to go and do my Bootynomics right now. Do you have any B been doing Bootynomics with Buffy the Body?
Oh, no.
Jay Biggs, man, that was definitely how I enjoyed it. It do make me want to work out.
Yes, for sure, for sure. You talking about Bootynomics, man. You're going to have about 5-6 baby daddies by the end of the thing on show, you know what I mean? Me and Kay and Ray.
You say everybody. And D. Slay from the D'Ava Show. I see D. Slay from the D'Ava Show in the chat room. He another one of my baby daddies, too, you know. But I pay my child support, so y'all know y'all good. I pay my child support on time. Y'all know Lil Euripides. y'all got to worry about it. I'll make sure y'all good. Big shout out to Rick City tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Jay Biggs, before you get out of here, I got one more question, and I know you want to put all your information out there. And my next question is, what, if any, if you could dabble in any other genre of music, what would it be?
I know you're very versatile, but if you can dabble in any other genre of music, what would it be?
Country, baby, country. You try to do country music. Man, with the cowboy hat, with boots, you know what I mean? I'm trying to rock. I'm trying, you know, put on a flannel shirt, you know what I mean? Put the little stick of storm. Nah, I'm just playing. But, yeah, country, though, I think country would be where it's at. You know what I mean? I like, I think that's a pretty wide-open genre. Like, you know, country other than, like, Garth Brooks and Dixie Chicks, you know, I don't really know too many country article, Carrie Underwood, if you know, mess with her, you know, but other than that, it's pretty wide open. So, I mean, if I could do anything, I would take like a year and get some familiar with that whole, how you write your song and whatnot and the production, everything that goes into that, and I would just do like a country album. I got some people right now trying to tell me, you know, get me to do like something gospel or something, you know, spiritually uplifting and Christian, kind of Christian rap. So I got to take that off the list and I'll go with country.
Oh, that's what's up. For those who listen, go ahead and put your information out here before we get into this educate and regulate session. Y'all know how we about to get down. It's about to get real crazy around here.
I'm going to help everybody out. Just go to the www.itsmyurl.com/jbiggs. If you go there, all of my links are there. So, you know, you just click on the link and go wherever you need to go. But that's the main thing to get to everything that is jbiggs. It's www.itsmyurl.com/jbiggs, like my name.
That's what's up. I'm going to put that in the chat room. But, Jay Biggs, you're welcome to stay for the Educate and Regulate session we're about to get in. Now that you have came to our home, Jay Biggs, you're welcome back anytime. Now you consider family. So when you come back to Frontline Fridays, you got to pour your own Kool-Aid next time. You dig?
For sure. I pull my own Kool-Aid and crack my ice, too, while I'm at it, you know?
Let's get into this educate and regulate session. Y'all know how we get down. Ladies, I got something for you. We got to educate and regulate and step our games up, man.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Come on. Hey, queen, go on to the front. Hey, queen, go on to the front. Hey, queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, go on to the front. Hey, queen, go on to the front. Hey, queen, won't you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Shout out to S College for doing that hot drop right there for me. It's time to educate and regulate. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to step our game up today. Ladies, encourage your man. And I know some of the ladies like, what, Diva? Do you know how much I'm there for him? You know how much I fear and go through for him? But it's all right. Now, ladies, when you are tempted to get your man or your husband back, I'm going to call this to get off his back and in his face. You got to get off your man back and start getting in his face. And Diva Ebony B going to help you today. So when you tempting to get on your husband or your man back about, you know, some of the things he has not done or some business he didn't take care of or decide instead to get off his back and get in his face with some encouraging words. You want to encourage him. Y'all know how the saying goes, behind every strong man is a strong woman. But instead of saying, oh, why you ain't do this and why you didn't go there and why we can't do this, and you need to encourage him to do some things. So build him up instead of just tearing him down. This is what you can do, what you can start to do. Every morning, choose a different scripture. Yes, we're going to take it to the word. Choose a different scripture that builds up and makes, that builds up and make that scripture the scripture of the day. So if you find a scripture that's encouraging, you're going to be like, you know what, this is going to be my scripture for the day for you, baby. Speak the word into his life all day instead of negativity. What you want to do, you want to become a refuge or an oasis in a desert of life for him. Now, what you can start to do, you can write down the scriptures and keep it before you. And one of my writers, Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whosoever these things are true, whosoever things are honest, whosoever things are just, and whosoever things are pure, whosoever things are lovely, and whosoever things are a good report. And if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things. So you want to make sure you be encouraging and pick a scripture of the day to encourage your man, because it's a lot, it's enough that they go through a lot. The world is trying to tear them down, y'all, each and every day. Even with, you know, saying that you ain't good enough and we're not hiring and you can't get back to school and such and such and such, we need to be the refuge. I'm not saying let somebody walk over you and take advantage of you being a true queen and you being a supporter. I'm not saying that. Instead of complaining and blacking out and cursing him out, take the time out to encourage him. So here's some homework for this Educate and Regulate session. To jumpstart your practice of affirmation and encouragement to your man or to your husband, your child's father, here's a little exercise that get big results. And if y'all know me, I know D ain't going to tell y'all to do nothing she ain't did herself. I've been there. Every time you want to get on his back about something, stop dead in your tracks. I mean, stop in mid-sentence and get right up in his face with a nice kiss. And then say your word for the day that will encourage him. This is going to do something for you, too. It ain't just for him, y'all, ladies. It's for you, too. Now, what a change you're going to see right away. First, he's going to look like, oh, damn, she lost her mind. He's going to look at you kind of crazy. It's okay. You just hold your ground. Now, you know, there will be a change in you. Once you start doing it, you're going to see the change right away. But first, you're going to see the change in yourself. Now, the words of affirmation will cause you to see your man in a different light. That's why you're going to start to see the change in yourself, because you're going to start to see your man in a different light. You have the ability to choose your reaction in every situation. So instead of getting all on his back, get up in his face, give him a kiss, maybe hear some encouraging words for today, because you're not only doing it for him, but you're doing it for you. And that's the Educate and Regulate session. And before we get out of here, of course, I want to get some feedback on the Educate and Regulate. I'm going to end it with a prayer. Lord God, I submit to you my impatience and my desire to rule over my man. Father, forgive me for my short temper and even the physical fights that I have initiated with my spouse. Through your spirit, Lord, I know it can be right again. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. There you go. Holler at you, girl. I want to get your feedback on the Educate and Regulate. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning live to Frontline Fridays. We got about 30 minutes. Let's go to the call lines and get some feedback on that. I'm going to start with my guests and go right on down. Let me open up your mic. Jay Biggs, can you hear me?
Yeah. What's good? I'm still here. I'm just in shock. Like, I'm in awe. Like, damn, that was deep.
Oh, it's time to Educate and Regulate. You know, I had to think about it, had to sit down, meditate on it, and I said, you know what? It's plenty of stories that I can do, but this one was placed on my heart in 862. I see you. I'm about to get to you. But I want to get your feedback on that, how important it is, just not for your lady to encourage you, but to receive that type of treatment. It could put you in a different state of mind.
I think that regardless of, first of all, I want to say this. I don't want men to backlash against me. But for real, keep it 1,000 on the line. I don't care who you are. You want that from your woman. You know what I mean? You want your woman to kind of like treat you, make you that king. You know. I know T.I. run around and he say he's the king and whatnot, but he got a woman that makes him feel that way. You know what I mean? And if women, as you know, play the queen and just make your man. I don't care how beat down and broken and you know ugly and stupid, whatever the dude is, just make him king, build him up, and he'll be everything that you want him to be. You know, because I mean, for us, for me, I speak for myself. For me, I need that in my life. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going front or fake out here. You know, I need that. You know what I mean? That's important. Mm. So, yeah, you all the way 100% right with that.
So I definitely appreciate that feedback, J-Vig. Let's go ahead. Go to 862-755. How at us, 862-755.
Yep. Let's go. You Diva Mary Kay. It's your boy, Judy. I got this money, man. I got my sights on, baby.
That's what's up, money me. Give us some feedback on the Educate and Regulate session. Of course, we Diva is encouraging the women out there to encourage the men. You know, of course, I address some of you guys as king, and y'all address me as queen or diva. I just think it's a good thing to address you guys in that way. But, you know, for your woman to get off of your back and get in your face and say, I love you, give you a kiss, and I'm going to encourage you, but you got to see me here. I've been supporting you, and I want you to do better. But just know that I'm not trying to complain to you, but I want you to be better and have some encouraging words.
Well, definitely, you gotta bid that up, Diva, man. That ain't nothing but love. You know, that strength, you know, that security. You know, like I based in point on a couple of assets and I interview back when, you know, when I drop with you. I come from a family manager over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
We do need to support her, man. Anything we do, it should not be no aw, nah, or you know, because, you know, when he grow, you grow. When she grow, you grow. Yeah, most definitely, man. Yeah.
Most definitely. Ladies, I know it's hard for us not to say, you know what, you make me sick. You get on my nerves. I want to set your hair on fire. You know, just stuff like that. You know, I may want to choke you in your sleep or something like that. We don't have to do that, ladies. Let's just try something new, because the more you blacking out on him and stressing out on him, you're stressing yourself out. And you will have a stroke. Of course, we got to get some feedback from the queen. Denise, give us some feedback on the Educate and Regulate session right there with getting out of your off of your man's back and getting in his face with encouragement.
I mean, I think that's so incredibly important. And, like, all the relationships I've been in, like, I've always been supportive of the guys I dated, because, like, the girls that were with me before and didn't, and they were always talking about, oh, you're doing this, or you're doing that. Even when they were doing good stuff, like going to school, working or whatever, I'm like, okay, here, it's a problem. But, I mean, I think it's important to encourage your friends regardless, especially if it's somebody that you really love and you want to be with, or, you know, the biggest thing about it is making them feel good and telling them that they can do it whenever else is telling them they can't. You know, as long as they're positive and have a good work ethic and, you know, and are doing good work, especially when they're an artist. If their music is good, definitely encourage it. If it's not so good, push them in the direction like, okay, babe, maybe you should do this, but don't, like, okay, this is what's good about it, you know, but, you know, let it flow, kind of situation, you know, but always have encouragement for them, no matter what.
And understand, ladies, when you're dealing with a man that's about his music and about his business and his grind, you are going to come second to it.
Okay.
I don't care
yep.
how you look at it. You are second to his music and to his
yeah.
grind. It don't mean that he don't love you or none of that, but this is something that he loves, that he put his money into and his time into, so you have to encourage it, and don't be worried about his. That's one thing, too, I wanted to say. Diva moment. Stop worrying about his and get your own. And some of the men out there, they teaching you how to get yours so you ain't got to worry about his. But if you take 2 seconds to pay attention, you'll be able to get the game. Now, I had to learn from experience why we don't go out, why I got so many black cocktail dresses in the closet and we ain't went nowhere. And I had to realize, why are you waiting on him to take you somewhere? You can go. You know,
right.
And when he sees you getting dressed and when he sees you step out that room with the red bottoms on, oh, he's going to be like, wait a minute, baby. I'm about to get in the shower 15 minutes. I'm going with you. He is not going to let his fine woman leave out of the house looking good in a black cocktail dress without him. It ain't happening.
Either that, or he going to take that thing off of you and y'all ain't going to go nowhere. Which way? Which way? winning regardless, though.
It's a win-win situation regardless. You got the attention you've been wanting, and he got what he's been wanting, and you ain't have to spend no money.
Exactly, and everybody's winning. You take that money, you put it away. If you do that a few times, that's a cruise right there. You know what I'm saying? You do that a few hundred times, that's a cruise shit. You feel me?
That's sexy, man. I want to get into this track right here. Of course, we're going to get into this session with the music. Of course, we're going to showcase more of the independent music. But I got Sharana Ray right here, and it's called Seen Before. I know y'all going to like this. Got Money Meat coming up, Slay Stone, and more J Biggs. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in indie and independent.
I know you, I've seen your face before. You try to hide, but you can no more. Afraid you are to allow seeing the beautiful that hides beneath. Been searching for a long while, broken, no longer see a smile. Imagine a life without sorrow and pain. Hold your head down, filled with so much shame. Broken, scared of you.
Play hide and go seek with my existence, encapsulating my freedom and blurring my vision. It's hard to see beauty through glass to stain with sin, or most of the whispers of failure that come from within. There has to be a way to begin again, to reverse the curse of mistakes past, to see how full the glass to find the joy that this time will last. But there's no remedy for insecurities or keys to escaping mental captivity, no recipe for spiritual healing. Yet I'm searching, cause I do believe, no wait, I insist, that there has to be something greater than this. I just have to find it.
Broken, scared of you. Myself once more, once messed up, now someone to adore, no longer holding on to past heartache, no longer feel ashamed for past mistakes.
I love me again, I am free.
Seen your face before, you smile again, because you're so much more, no longer afraid of what you see, the beautiful inside has been set free.
Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, front line, Friday, it's front line, Friday, Ebony, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, Ebony, I got the diva, if you're an artist, business, artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hype. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got you, diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got you, diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got you, diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got you, diva.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
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 I dropped that body, baby. Famous Louse of the Narcotics.
I dropped that body, body. Yeah. Don't make me body, body. Yeah. I got that shotty, shotty, pop it back. I rock your body. Yeah. We came to body, body. She came to body, body. I got my psycho, baby. I dropped that body, body. Yeah. Don't make me body, body. Yeah. I got that shotty, shotty, pop it back.
Come and get it, but I'm all
I'm on my prison.
Listen, boy, I supposed to tell my little man that it's like a fuck niggas, my lord. God damn, my lord, daughter, that it's like a kiss shit. What? These niggas straight line. Man, I say, boy, sick, boy.
It's Frontline Fridays. Frontline Fridays. Big shout out to S. Kylie, man. Y'all know how we do it each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. You just heard Sharonda Ray was seen before, and that was Money Meek. Rock your body, man. Well, drop your body. Drop a body on them. I like that. I want to get into some Bone Thugs to Harmony. I know I got some bone in here. And I'm going to put, of course. I'm going to play this other day on the first. Because I just,
It's the first of the month.
Yes. It's the first of the month.
Oh,
but even though it's the
classic,
I can still cash my check. And y'all, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
And all them things loving them feels. Cause I got the rock for them pipes. Them come with the ends. I gotta get paid. On first, gotta blaze up my flip. Get live with the bumps. Those poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift. On the first,
wake up, wake up, wake up, just wake up.
Fridays with your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in. I got a couple of hits on Twitter. Let's see. Big shout out to Jay DeRillis. Jay Real DeRillis. That's my dude right there. Of course, I support his music. So we got Family First Fan. We got MMI Cali. Shout out to you. Big shout out to G Nutty. Big shout out to Pooh Marley. Big shout out to Meg. Well, hashtag Mag, hashtag CG, hashtag MMG. They put in a request on the Twitter board to play some J Real. That's what's up. But I see all you artists, and y'all need to go check out www.divaspotradio.com and click on the services tab. Understand that nobody is going to invest their time into you. If you can't invest time and money into your brand, how you expect somebody else to invest time into you? Just a little, you know, up and up. You know, I got to keep it real. I love showcasing, interviewing, and promoting artists, but of course, Diva Ebony B, Diva Spy Radio, we interview, promote, and we pay for spins. We are a registered station here at Phenomenal Radio, so y'all make sure, do it right now. Go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's divaspotradio.com, and click on services. Because I know y'all don't want Diva to be a falling star. This is J Real right here with Falling Star. Let's go.
And it's not fall. On the roads that we travel, yeah, we all who we are. And if I'm a falling star, I'm the one you wish upon. Crash dead to the earth and create a new form of intelligence. Henceforth, forever since the righteousness, blasphemy, the lies, consumers. Now we dying and we give a loud roar like the lion standing and not lying. So welcome in the mic and fearless and ferocious. Cause you could never beat the notion. The force is strong with this one like young Padawan to Yoda. I see you play the game focus and I'm just playing my hand. Descending of original man, something you just couldn't understand or couldn't fathom. The information that I gather, encrypted with the martial arts just in case of battle. Perpetuate your attitudes, the haters now they startled. Got to get them back in line to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you know my bro T-Ron, he was telling me the other day. He was like, man, you know what, some of the music you don't even need a hook song. Because, you know, the music will talk to the people and it's strong enough. You know, so I just figured, you know, that, hey, you know, I just let it ride out the way it's supposed to ride out. What's up, bro? Keep it moving.
Yo, started with a little bit, not enough to ball, but the flow stayed with me and it grew upon the mall. Now the wordplay is no game at all. Burn flame that is tall, made way through the fog and still hit with ya. Versus hit split like the swisher, off the rig to get the pitcher, go figure. This is my earthquake, worst case I leave you with the mark of my birthplace, LA. Now what you got to say, mouth closed, eyes open, and listen up to the lyrical master as he paints a picture of connection like the hand of glove. Don't push and shove, there's enough for everyone to get. So demanding when I spit it, so gifted, so unwrap the present and give it to the next man, women and children, so they can expand. That's the ultimate plan, at least that's mine. Travel with them to the stars to make sure they shine.
Y'all know how we do it each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, man. That was my boy J. Real, the realest. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. I wish I could have been in the studio when he made that track right there. That joint is hot. Follow him, J. Real, the realest. That's J-R-E-A-L-D-A, realest. So follow him at J. Real, the realest. Matter of fact, I'll put that in the chat room. And big shout out to D Slate too. I see you over there. He's been tuning in live to the show and all the guests in the chat room. We definitely appreciate y'all. We got about 5 more minutes before we get out of here, so let's go to the hotlines and I'm gonna get the closing comments from everybody that's tuned in. Brick City live in the building, Money Meek, Denia, Jay Biggs is here. Let's go to the 517-517-402. Holla at us, baby.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Mac Beats. I produce some tracks for Jay Biggs.
Oh, that's what's up. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
That track right there,
yeah.
You produced?
Yeah, I did Proper and Gone for the Million.
Oh, that's hot. That's it. Wait a minute, let me open up J. Biggs, Mike. Biggs, you hear me?
Yeah, what's up? I've been sitting here all the time. I like that J. Real joint. That's a dope record right there. You know what I mean? That's a dope record.
That was a lovely record. J. Real, holler at me. We got your producer live in the house, man.
What's going on? That's my man, 100 grand, Mag B.
What's up, Jay? I just want to say congrats on the interview, and shout out to Ms. Diva right here on the radio, here in VA. Shout out to everybody. Just glad J. Biggs on the radio. I'm glad Genius is pushing him out there. So please give a big support. I'm a homie, J. Biggs.
Definitely. We're going to have you come back to the show. If you're doing beats like that, we definitely want to have you come back and showcase you.
Oh, definitely. I'm available.
For sure. I'm sitting here like I don't have to close the show. See, this is what happens when you get called. I'm sitting here like we in the living room. Like, yeah, you know, Pastor Cavassier. JP, come on, baby. Give me some closing comments so I can go to Money Meek and Denia and we can get out of here.
Yeah, just support, you know, real music. Support indie music. Support for my brother, the single on iTunes. And, you know, just keep an eye out for me, J. Biggs, and you know, everybody that comes with me, Mag Beast, my brother HP, Genius Music. You know, we going to do some big things, man, and just keep your eyes and ears open.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. J. Biggs, I want to give a big shout-out to you for making quality music, for having lyrical content, and just being real and being humble and supporting the up-and-coming indie and educating everybody and also putting Diva to work. So I appreciate you, man. And, of course, we're going to keep going strong, keep having you in the MP3s and keep you rocking everywhere around the world, my G. You dig?
Yeah, I dig. Thank you for having me on. And thanks to Tay Black, you know, for asking the toughest questions I've ever had in life. You know what I'm saying? Questions was harder than a Spanish test. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Tay Black. Thanks to Phenom Radio and Frontline Fridays, man. Yeah, we're going to keep doing it, man. I'm ready. I'm here now.
That's what's up. Money Me, we're going to go to you, babe.
Yeah, I definitely want to give a shout-out to the whole Diva Mary Kay show. You know, Tay Black. You know, I definitely get that ReverbNation.com Money Man. Go get that pre-roll, that Stepping on Money mixtape coming in hours. Oh, man, you know, we're out of 5 sounds, so you already know what the rest is going to be looking like. You can definitely follow me at youtube.com, Money Man. You know, definitely look out for 2 Scoops video on Hype. Single Hype coming in within the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks of this, Dream Maker. You know, we drop AOF. It's a drop, Money Man.
That's what's up. Queen, go ahead and give us your closing comments.
Definitely. I mean, I think the biggest thing is always support. Indie music, support that good music, so that way we can have stations like Phenomenal Radio all over the country, and we can rock out and just keep supporting the art.
That's what's up, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in live. Everybody that's listening live right now, I want you to go to your Google Play on your Android phones right now and download
TuneIn Radio. That's TuneIn Radio. Download that amp and search Diva Spot Radio and make that your presence. You can listen to the show anytime, any day. Make sure you go ahead and do that and also support my homeboy, my brother. Support Jay Biggs because Diva is supporting him. Of course, he's coming with quality music, so that's what we need. We're changing the game over here. Y'all also make sure y'all check out Money Mink and stay tuned. We are going to have it. I'm so thankful. That this is what grind and hard work will get you. But we're going to have the real Free Ray Ricky live on Diva Spot. We're going to have more Step the Game Up Saturdays, so that's coming. Hopefully next Saturday we'll have Freeway Ricky live on the show, and we're going to be talking to him about all the things that he's doing now. Of course, we always like to pay homage to the OG. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/DivaEbonyB, and also friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/DivaMaryKay, and be sure to go to the website, www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. And check out my featured artists. Check out Business That Matters. Oh, Jay Biggs is on there too. Check him out as well. Also, check out the services. And y'all make sure that y'all keep. Go ahead, Jay Biggs. You got something to say?
Nah, I was just co-signing. Please do. Check me out.
Check me out. Be the first one you check out when you get there, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We out here, yo.
Diva gonna Diva
Friday, front line. 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 Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday,
I got this diva.
Friday,
Ebony.
Friday,
I got this diva.
Friday,
Ebony.
Friday,
I got this diva.
Friday,
Ebony.
Friday,
I got this diva.
Friday,
you're an artist, business. Artist about your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.